This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node.
W2KAO.
This is the NY1 US All-Star Node.
W2RRZ. W2KAO, around us. KE2ELI is mobile and listening. KE2ELI. WB2KAO. Headed to the cottage there, Jeff. There I am, my friend. How are you doing today? Real fine. Let me just turn the tunes down here a little bit. Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell on 60s Gold. Boy, Jimmy Webb wrote a lot of songs, a lot of great songs. Yeah, Cheryl's sister's here from Seattle for a visit. I just took the girls out for dinner and just hanging out down here in the man cave here for a while. Like a good thing to me. Yeah, I just wrapped up work, threw the dogs in the truck, and we're headed up to the lake to spend the weekend. Hopefully enjoy the weather. Over. Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to get that much rain. Maybe a scattered shower, a thunder shower tomorrow, Sunday. I don't think it's a washout by any means. I hope not for you. Oh, that's great. It's nice to finish up and get a head start on the weekend. How about your bride? Is she going to be coming out to the cottage as well? Betsy is, she's got to wrap up some work stuff, and then she has to run to the door to do something. Then she's going to meet us up there in a couple hours. So we tend to take two cars because she likes to go places on her own sometimes. So it's easier that way. But yeah. Been talking to Ron. Looking forward to that net in a couple of weeks and trying that out. I think we're going to do like a dry run the week before. Not advertise it or anything, but just kind of walk through the process and just get familiar with it. And then if anybody hops on, you know what I mean? Oh, okay. I hadn't heard any of this yet, so but that's fine with me. What day and time did you guys decide on? You and Ron, I imagine, Ron, W2ELS, Ron, that does the 599 signal report. Roger that, W2ELS, Ron. We settled on the 25th, which is right after the Ham Fest. The thought was I would bring up some flyers, some kind of handout that we could give out at the Ham Fest, and then give it a go that Thursday after the Ham Fest, see what we get for participation, right? And then go from there. But the week before, I thought we'd just kind of do a dry run, walk through it, make sure that, like, this is the first net both of us have run, so just kind of, you know, shake out the kinks, I guess. Okay, so dry run on Thursday the 18th, then, is what you're saying. What time did you decide on? For 8:30 to start for now. The goal is to kind of hit that, what I'll call younger crowd, but it's really like the crowd that's got more responsibilities right after work, and, you know, probably having supper around 6 o'clock, maybe got to mow the lawn or put the kids to bed, and then figuring around 8:30, 9 o'clock they're available. So that's the goal at least. And if that doesn't work out, then, you know, we can ship it back or around however we need to. I know that kind of bumps into the 6-meter net, but the audience we're targeting isn't really hopping on the 6-meter net at 9 p.m., so I think we'll be okay. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. And you're certainly welcome. And other than Tuesday and Tuesday when we had the Rancher net here, and then Wednesday I do the Central New York net on the Auburn repeater at 7. But Cheryl likes to put the cats downstairs in the evenings, and I probably won't be too active on your net, and that's fine. I go to bed early, or I'm listening to a baseball game or something like that. But you guys have at it, and you know, run the football into the end zone and have some fun.
Roger that. Yeah, it's tough scheduling, right? There's so many things going on. There's other nets like the ECR net. I enjoy being a part of, right? And there's a lot of those. There's Tuesday night after you guys. There's Wednesday night open mic night, and then there's Friday night youth net and Saturday night. So trying to avoid that and green eggs and ham and the bristle, Thursday seems like the best choice. And then again, shooting for that 8:30. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. You know, it's fluid. There's no nothing's written in stone and can't change, but I'm going to give it a go. We can kind of spark some of the newer technicians, right? Some of the newer hands, get them a little more active. It's kind of been a goal for me is to get more VHF, UHF activity with those folks that have a technician license that, you know, they can't spend a lot of time on HF, especially with 10 meters being trash. So we'll see.
Well, you don't know until you try, Jeff, WDKAO. Why not? And this system will be the vehicle for you, and, absolutely no problem at all. Glad you had me, and you're welcome to it, and we all have fun. We all have fun in the hobby no matter what we do. But you and Ron and your net will always be welcome here. Just understand that I'm probably going to be kind of scared, so I just don't want you to think, Jim doesn't check in or whatever. It's just the way it is, you know what I mean?
Totally understand. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a different time frame for folks, and that's fine, right?
It's
a Tuesday night that I like to hop on to, I can still talk about it there, not to mention I can just hop on the radio and talk to you whenever, you know what I mean?
I'm always around. I'm always willing to help anybody. You know, that's the message that we like to send on here. Everybody's welcome. Anybody has a question, we try to answer it. We try to help people to enhance their enjoyment of our hobby. So I know you've already opened the cottage. I'm sure you were there over the Memorial Day weekend and even before that, I think. I hope you have a real nice summer. Have you got all the toys down there as far as a boat and maybe a rowboat or a canoe, motorboat? I would imagine you probably have all the toys, right?
I have all the toys that I like. I'm not much of a go on the water person. We used to have jet skis, and those just kind of soured for us. Going out on the big lake in jet skis is honestly it's kind of scary. We had one crap out on us while we were out in the water, and you know. If someone wasn't there, I would have just floated off into the sunset and been in a really bad way. So, plus taking care of the jet skis turned out to be a lot of work that we didn't really want to put in. So it was an expense to have somebody else winterize them and then unwinterize them. So we just like being on the water, being on the shoreline. The view is amazing. And it's very serene. I work from home, so I can go out on the porch and take all my meetings there on the shores of Lake Ontario, and it's just the best feeling.
Yeah, boy, that's gotta be great. Yeah, that must have been scary when that jet ski crapped out. I've never been on a jet ski. I've heard that they have jet skis that two people can ride on. I've never really experienced that. I have been on several boats, during my life, but not lately, and no real desire to do that, I guess. But just like the motorcycle, I used to ride on the back of an 1100 Yamaha. We'd ride around Lake Ontario over the Memorial Day weekend, when I was younger. But I gave my motorcycle helmet away quite a few years ago.
It's a similar feeling. I'd equate it more to a snowmobile than a motorcycle, but yeah, it's the same kind of thing. You're moving really fast, which, I mean, I'm not a bee guy. I'm not a beater, so going really fast doesn't excite me. It makes me uncomfortable. It gives me anxiety because there isn't a lot of safety if anything goes wrong. And I'm older now. Right, I'm in my 50s, and I'm just not into taking risks and stuff like that. But I get the attraction, but not for me. For me, it's I got a full wood shop up there. I do a lot of woodworking. I think I told you this many times. I'm a maker. I like to make things. So woodworking is a big deal for me. 3D printing is a big deal for me. Ham radio just fits right in there because it's all about making stuff. I'm making antennas all the time. And I got some radios up there. I got a full HF setup up there. And obviously I got that dual bander up there with the Yagi so I can hit Rochester. So I got just about everything I need up there and a computer.
WD2KAO, well, it sounds like you've got it all covered. You've really had a lot of fun with it. And And that's really great that you're able to get back into this repeater from the cottage. I know I think it was over Memorial Day weekend or one of the weekends here you were connected via Echolink so that you could hear how your signal sounded getting in the repeater, which was definitely a good way to do that. But you've certainly enjoyed the hobby, and we've certainly enjoyed having you. I'm impressed with your involvement with Ra-Ra and whatever. I'm looking forward to going to Barnard. It's very, very close to where I live here, so looking forward to that. I believe that John Stevens, W2EYV, is going to set up in the flea market, and I'll be able to hang out with him, and we'll have people come and visit, and be able to look at his things, and visit with me and others. And AmFests have been a social experience for me for many, many years. The radios that I have here work. I know how to run them, and at 75 years old, I don't need to